feel uncomfortable because I'm not abs.
I'm ab free.
I'm dad bod.
Mix 107.3.
Interesting, Blair, that you just said that, right? Because we were talking off the air here about working out, and PE class came into the conversation. And they just did a thing in Ohio State University where they found out that people who took PE classes had issues in PE and didn't like it, that it stuck with them for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And in this article, it said, like, vivid, emotionally charged, that they, just talking about it, brings you back to that moment that if you weren't good in a certain sport, that other kids would bully you
it's
and
like
make fun
PTSD.
Of you.
PTSD. It really is.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
And they said even the coaches would not help them, that they would, you know, put them in situations to fail so everyone could laugh at you.
Oh, I definitely can relate to that, because I remember in elementary school, my PE gym teacher, his name was Mr. Schleicher. Shout out to him, because he was so mean to me. Because I was a roly-poly little girl.
Listen, Schleicher.
And zip it. Not very physically fit or physically active.
But Blair, that surprises me, because you were taking ballet. You told us that you were a ballet.
And you were an equestrian.
Yes.
Right, exactly. That's not exactly being a soccer star. So was very into like running and baseball.
Hold on, you're telling me a coach?
Right.
Was into running and
when
baseball.
Prince, exactly. Blair was like, I don't think so.
And he, I remember, I still to this day have problems. And I can't remember a lot of my teacher's names, but man, I remember him, because he was so mean to me because I was roly-poly and couldn't do a push-up, couldn't do the physical fitness challenge, which always came in last in the mile.
The presidential physical fitness test?
Yes.
But it didn't even have to be about actual athletics and sports, because Mrs. Mann, who was my coach, was so mean to me because I wouldn't change in the changing room because I developed so late, like at 40.
you developed at the doctor's office, which is very nice.
While you were fast asleep.
And so I would change somewhere else and come in, and she would always call me out on it. Van Wagner! Blah, blah, blah.
That is like, so messed up.
That's very...
She was brutal. Well,
but see, Jimmy, you probably never went through this because you were like a jock and everybody liked you and thought you were funny.
Jimmy
and you
was
never
a jock.
Went through this.
He was into cheerleading.
I was a cheerleader. Hold on. Cheerleading's athletics also, E.
You weren't a top.
We all did.
Pardon me.
He's speechless.
I was.
Check.
Yeah. What did I say? I was the person, the base. I was the base. I was not a flyer.
It's
You're
all
talking
about the
something
base,
totally
baby. All about the base.
Different. But no, I was lucky in that I could run.
Yeah. You're very muscular.
Yes.
I'm sure you could do the pull-ups.
But I tell you what was humiliating was basketball. I mean, I'm 5'6". Do you think I ever play basketball? And they would do this thing where you would pick teams.
Oh, the worst. The worst.
And for basketball, I was always one of the last people to play, be picked.
They should never pick teams. I think that's cruel.
Well, horrible.
In that article, it said that also leads to sometimes unhealthy lifestyles with food, that if you're bullied in PE and you had such a horrible experience, that as you get older, you don't really go to the gym, you don't really work out, and sometimes that can lead to really dangerous consequences later in your life, all because being bullied in PE.
Mr. Schleicher.
And Mr. Schleicher. Blair, I would imagine that there was one sport and game that you were great in, and that's dodgeball, because I bet you got thwacked over and over again. Fuck!
Just pop up.
We would play a game.
I don't even know what to say.
Am I right?
I love it.
So we had a game in PE, and it was called Kill Ball.
That's what they called it?
Yes, because it wasn't only on two sides, it was four sides with four balls all at one time.
What, did the gym teacher make this game up?
Yeah, and he put money on it. It was kind of like a little...
What? You can't bet on...
Alexander, you're a little light in your loafers. I bet I put my money on you. You can dodge all those balls, and I'll win some money.
So
that's how he paid for his kids' college.
Oh, my gosh.
You could never even call it that these days.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, Blair, I know maybe you weren't great at doing the push-up, the physical fitness test, running the mile.
And the problem with me being a little tubby girl was because of places like Shake Shack, which I love to eat my face out of. I'm going to have like two burgers there today.
Two.
And the cheese fries. And then they're giving away 100 people will receive a free pie oh my concrete dessert. It's at the Shake Shack today at the grand opening from 11 to 1 at Cabin John Village in Potomac. It's right off of Tuckerman Lane.
I'll go with you. This sounds awesome.
You're going to come?
Yeah.
I'm going to come. If I'm going to be one of the first 100 people there and get a milkshake, I'm there. Free?
You know who else is coming? My husband is coming.
He is making an appearance.
He's
in
making
public?
An appearance. This is amazing. Nobody here at the radio station has ever met my husband. I've been here almost 3 years because he never does anything.
No, we don't think he exists.
That's
actually
how big this grand opening is. Yeah. It's a Shake Shack later today in Potomac. Mix 107.